This is HDN.
Thursday. I'm so happy it's Thursday. 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 Today is Thursday.
It's Thursday, June the 26th. Jamie and Lisa in the Beaver Bank Bunker at your service.
Man, there is a crap load of NHL hardware heading to Cole Harbour. I don't know if you heard about this, but Tuesday night, the NHL wrapped up their season.
Yeah.
Now that Stanley Cup has been awarded, then they had to award all of their trophies for the year. Sidney Crosby, he got the Hart for the NHL's most valuable player. He also got the Ted Lindsay Award earlier in the evening. Now, if I'm not mistaken, that's one that is voted on by his fellow players. He also got the Art Ross Trophy for goals, 104 points. 68 assists, 36 goals for the season. Not only that, let's talk about Nathan MacKinnon. He got the Calder Trophy for the league's Rookie of the Year.
Yay, Nathan.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, is that not the one award that Sidney did not get? He didn't get Rookie of the Year, if I remember correctly.
See, I know that Wayne Gretzky didn't because he came from the WHA and there was a big controversy about that because he wasn't technically a rookie because he had already played as a professional hockey player in another league and blah, blah, blah. But I don't know if Sidney got that one or not.
Yeah, I'll have to look that up. But Nathan MacKinnon, all of 18 years old, makes him the youngest Calder Trophy winner ever.
Well done, Nathan.
So those four trophies are coming home to Cole Harbour.
Go Moose.
So the Metro Center has a new name. Henceforth, it shall be referred to as Scotiabank Center. Trade Center Limited and the Metro Center, Scotiabank, all announcing yesterday that Scotiabank has come forward. They're going to be pumping $650,000 a year into the Metro Center over the next 10 years, and that gives them the naming rights, and so it's going to be known as Scotiabank Center. And I'm telling you, they are going to be putting that money to some serious use. They're going to be doing everything from ripping out every single one of those seats that's in there and replacing them. They're going to resurface the ice surface. They're going to have a brand new ice surface there for the Mooseheads. Expanded sports bar, expanded and renovated washrooms, bigger and better concession stands. It's going to be like a brand new Metro Center.
Here's a question. Why didn't they make a brand new Metro Center? Was it cheaper to refurbish this one? I mean, they could have made a new one with more seats and
Yeah, but I mean, as Mayor Savage pointed out at the announcement, hey, listen, Scotiabank is coming to the table with this money. This means that ticket prices for Metro Center events won't have to go up, and we're not going to have to go to the taxpayers to fund these improvements to the Metro Center. So,
I'm all in favor of that.
Oh,
but as you know, I think a stadium, maybe a multiplex with a stadium and an arena in it, that would have been pretty cool too. And I bet you Scotiabank would have been up for putting their name on that.
Yeah, well, we'll see. The renovations, they're not wasting any time. Starting in the fall, they're hoping to get it finished by the fall of 2017. And, I mean, let's face it, there really wasn't too many other choices that would have been as agreeable. Scotiabank is, I mean, it's a Nova Scotia tradition. It's been here over 180 years.
Oh, I don't mind that.
It's, you know.
That one, Scotiabank or Sister Sarah's. Either one of those two companies, they're good Nova Scotia companies.
It was down to you, to those two for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sister Sarah's Arena. That would have been good. I hope part of the renovations is doing something about the very top seats so that when you go to watch a hockey game and you're sitting in the very, very back, you don't have to watch it on TV. If you sat in those seats, you go up so high that you basically have to watch it on TV.
On TV.
Because you can't see the ice surface or a lot of it from those seats. That's pretty sad. You know, you pay to go and see something.
Hey, you're in the building. What more do you want?
Well, I want to maybe stand outside the building by the concessions where you can actually watch it on TV there as well. And you can still hear the crowd. I don't know. It's that always kind of got me.
I don't ever remember seeing. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. I remember sitting in those seats to go see the Beach Boys when they came to the Metro Center, like back in the early 80s, I'm thinking.
Kokomo.
He might have been around that era. Yeah.
Mid 80s.
One of the first concerts that I remember going to see with my parents. And we sat.
Well, one of the first concerts you remember going to see with your parents?
Yeah.
I've never gone to see a concert with my parents.
Are you serious?
No. Can you see? Really? Okay. Can you picture my parents? Sorry. I know they listen all the time, but can you, you know, I'd be too embarrassed. My mom would, she'd rip her shirt right off. She'd be on my dad's shoulders. I'd be there going like, come on, guys.
You know? I know. You were never let back in after the last incident.
No, we didn't really go to, we went to hockey games together and things like that, but no real concerts per se.
Well, I mean, excuse me, they didn't take us to go see Motley Crue. It was the Beach Boys. It was family friendly. It was their music.
Back in 1965, I'll tell you, that was devil music. Devil beach music. Those boys have fun until daddy takes that T-Bird away.
That's right. Now, something that was hinted at the announcement today of the renaming is apparently coming in the fall, they're going to be doing something special with the existing seats at the Metro Center. Sounds to me...
Are they going to auction them off like they did with Montreal Forum seats?
That's sort of what the hint was, that they were going to be doing some sort of, giveaway, well, auction off sale
you
of
see,
the
to
seats.
Me, to me, Maple Leaf Gardens and the Montreal Forum, I mean, there's a lot of history in those. I mean, that's when were they those originally built? Like 1914 or something. I mean, there was a lot that went on there. Metro Center, really, it's like, this is the seat that I was sitting in when
I watched Gowan in that seat twice.
Actually, Gowan probably it's probably gonna be first in line to bid on that seat now. I don't know, do you think that there's enough history in that Metro Center to make people want to line up and bid on these chairs?
History, no, but I think it's just kitschy enough that they'll probably sell a few.
Well, maybe if they sell them by the row, you know, just, you know, I'll take that row there.
Maybe you line your driveway with them.
You got $50? Yeah, you could do something with them. I remember walking into a bar that had a seat from the original Maple Leaf Gardens, and it was like, really cool. People wanted to sit on it, and it was, you know, the old paint, and there's intricate work and everything. Metro Center seats, I think people have been wanting new seats in the Metro Center since they put them in. I want that in my house.
We'll see. More to come in the fall on that. Yeah. Better Business Bureau has issued a warning. Don't get suckered by scam artists who claim to be chimney sweeps. I guess there's a lot of calls around both chimney cleaning companies and chimney repair companies. There's a few scammers out there, in particular folks that are contacting you by telephone or showing up at your door. And the scam is they offer a very special low price to clean your chimney. But once they get to the home, they find that extensive and expensive repairs have to be completed. And talking things about like replacing all or part of the chimney, needs for a new cap or a liner. And then they warn you and say, if you don't make these repairs right now, this could be thousands of dollars, you know, so.
Here are some of the telltale signs that they're not real chimney sweeps.
Oh, okay.
If they can't dance on your roof.
Okay.
Then they're not real. I saw Mary Poppins.
You know how it's supposed to go.
They're good at it. And speaking of Mary Poppins, if one of them shows up at your door sounding like Dick Van Dyke with the worst British accent in the history of film ever, then probably not a real chimney sweep.
Okay. Better Business Bureau.
And they have to have soot on their face.
Yes.
They always have the soot on their face.
Right across the forehead. They say, hey, shop around, get at least 3 quotes before you make any decision. Don't be pressured to make a decision right on the spot. Make sure the company you hire has insurance and get a contract in writing. And if you have any question about people who are offering you services, offering to clean your chimney or make repairs, just look them up on the Better Business Bureau website because they have all the information there.
Hello, Mary Poppins.
Well, this announcement is going to only, I'm sure, excite a very few people, but I'm one of them. And this is my podcast, or at least partly mine, so I'm going to tell it. Buck 65 is coming back to Halifax. Yes. Saturday, November the 29th, Marquee Ballroom. His new album, Never Love, is going to be released in September. Mount Uniac's proud son, Buck 65, is...
Stinkin' Rich.
Stinkin' Rich. Yeah, that's right. That was his other name that he went by.
I am a fan. I like Buck 65. I'm not like you. I don't throw my panties at him or anything, but...
Huge Buck 65 fan. I don't know what it is about his sound, about his voice, but... Always loved it from, you know, Wicked and Weird and beyond.
Last time I saw him was at the Rebecca Cohen Auditorium performing with the Nova Scotia Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah, see, I missed that. I would have loved to have seen that.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I thought he lives in France now, doesn't he?
Paris, yeah. His girlfriend, I don't think they're married, but she's from France. So he spends a lot of time, well, he splits between there and Toronto because he hosts a show for CBC Radio 2.
But he could do that from France.
True
he
enough,
do
a radio, I suppose.
If J.C. Douglas can do a radio show from his basement,
yeah,
then I think that Buck 65 can do one from Paris.
True enough. So the tickets, geez, reasonably priced, $26.99 in advance. Buy them the day of the show. It's $31.99. And you can get them you can get them online at www.sonicconcerts.com. But kind of interesting, a digital download of Buck 65's new album is included with every pair of tickets you order for the show. That is very cool. I think the last time I saw Buck 65 was at the Marquee.
You know, it would be a good opportunity to see the Marquee Ballroom.
Mm.
I haven't seen the Marquee Club since it was the Marquee Club, and it closed down, what, in 2008?
I think so, but reopened probably about a year ago, I guess, as the Marquee Ballroom.
Are we out of touch here in Beaver Bank, or what? It's only been open a year!
True enough, but I'd say about a year. A little bit smaller than what the Marquee Club was. A little more intimate. But
that's good because the stage used to be intimate. I remember it was a tiny little stage, and then no sight lines. It just kept going on forever. So if you were in one end of the room, you couldn't see what was going on.
Pillars in the middle, and then the bar was right in the middle too, so it blocked everything.
I'm sure Victor Siprick did a good job.
Yeah, I think so. And I have a feeling Buck 65 is likely to sell out. Mm-hmm. Hey, heads up, something that it's coming up on Wednesday after the holiday, the Canada Day holiday, trying to rally the troops to help save the Halifax Forum. The Halifax Forum Community Association is having their public meeting at 7 o'clock right at the forum, and a lot of councillors are going to be in attendance there. A lot of the folks who use the forum on a regular basis expected there as well. And this, of course, is all surrounding the recommendation that four community arenas be closed in HRM, including the historic Halifax Forum.
You know, I'd be more likely to buy a chair from the old Halifax Forum than from the Metro Center.
True enough.
You know, now that's a building that has got some serious history.
Yeah, that's true, you know. I never thought about that before.
Yeah, when was that built anyway? It's been around forever in a day.
90 years, I do believe. Yeah, it's been up in operation for 90 years, and it's facing closure versus the thought process is that they're going to build a multi-pad arena over at CFB Windsor Park, so the forum, along with Shannon Park Arena and a couple of others, would no longer be necessary.
But they use the forum for so many things.
And that's the point about this whole Save the Forum group, that, hey, listen, it's more than just a hockey rink. It's, you know,
I can't remember the last time I went there and saw a hockey game. I've seen concerts there. I've seen dog shows there and different events.
Trade shows still, you know, do their business there. Well, where the hell are we going to get our Paderno pots from now on?
That's right.
And that alone, save the forum.
And
if you're interested in finding out more during that meeting, it is going to be on July the 2nd, 7 o'clock, right there at the forum.
Hey, I hear there's big news in the Beaver Bank area.
Yes, big news from the Beaver Bank Kinsack Community Center.
Quite a coup there, Ms. Chairman. Ms. Chairperson.
Person.
What is it officially?
People.
I was saying president, but I guess you're not president. What are
chair.
You?
Chair.
You're the chair.
I'm
no,
the chair.
You sit on the chair.
I sit on the chair.
What are you?
You're
the chair.
Chair.
See, that's the thing. There used to be the chair.
Yeah.
And then the person that sat on the chair was the chairman.
Right. Kind of like the Iron Throne.
Yeah. Queen Elizabeth wouldn't sit on that.
No, she didn't.
No, she refused to sit on that. Who's going to sit on your chair, though, Lisa, at the Beaver Bank Kinsack Community Center?
The mayor. Mike Savage. First time since the new Beaver Bank Kinsack Community Center opened that the mayor is venturing out past the tracks to visit on Canada Day. Now,
well done.
I think I'm going to miss him because I'm there until 11 o'clock doing the pancake breakfast. Well, we both are. But then we've got a family piss up and bake sale to go to later in the day. So I might miss that. But anyway.
Invite the mayor.
You
can get him down
mayor.
To the community center. You can get him down to our house.
Mm. You know, speaking of Game of Thrones, I just found this story on TMZ. This guy who lives in a shoebox of an apartment in New Jersey. It's too small for his life-size replica of the Game of Thrones Throne. Now, this guy, his name is Mike Ross. He won a reproduction of the Iron Throne in an HBO fan contest, and it was just delivered to his Hoboken apartment. Problem is, it stands 7 feet 2 inches tall and weighs about 350 pounds and won't fit through his front door.
Well, it's one of those things you could put it right in the front lawn. Nobody's going to take it.
Well, for now, it's sitting in his parents' garage.
That's handy because I'm sure he's living in his parents' basement.
It's just one step up.
Before we wrap this up, I do want to give a shout out to a couple of people. First of all, Max Speed, doing much better and doing the photography thing
now. Oh, my God. He's done it again.
Yeah. So we have a new picture. You may have seen that on the latest podcast or two. You'll see it cropping up, but he's helping us out right and left. Love it every time Max Speed contributes to the podcast.
Absolutely.
And also Mike Boyd, who we've talked about before, who we know from Eastlink from way back. He included us in his blog.
God love him. Apparently we're his new obsession.
Well, thank you. Never had anybody obsessed with me before other than this lady over here.
Okay. Well, glad you found us, Mike, and glad you're enjoying what we do.
And we've got to have you in here because Mike is just full of stories and a wonderful guy to chat with. So
he's a big Beatles fan too, isn't he?
Oh yeah,
yeah. So he would love the environment here in the Beaver Bank bunker.
Yeah. So we'll bring Mike in here sometime in the hopefully not too distant future.
Yeah.
And we will be back in here again tomorrow.
Until then.